Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Sometimes finding somebody to date doesn't have to be a big complicated process.
Okay.
You know, with swipes and clever pickup lines and DMs and MDs. Sometimes all it takes is one common interest to bond you.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, like, hey, you like Go-Gurts? I like Go-Gurts too.
That's getting hot.
That's
here.
Deep, Bobby.
Maybe we should do some Activia in the bedroom.
Activia.
You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the digestion?
Your probiotic health is sexy.
There it is, probiotic.
And that's how babies are made. That's also how one of our listeners met their date through just one common interest. Her name is Megan.
Okay.
Go-Gurts?
What's up, Megan?
Oh. Hi.
You and this guy do a little late night yo play? You know what I'm saying? Yeah? Okay. I'm sorry, Megan. I'm having too much fun. Tell us about the guy that you met.
Oh, man, that was amazing.
What's his name?
His name is Kurt.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Kurt.
I'm sorry. I got to get over Yoplait for a second.
You're never going to eat yogurt the same way I did.
No, it's going to be a much better experience. Yeah,
okay.
She's moaning while she eats it.
So,
no, Megan, where did you meet this guy?
Online. We were both chatting in this Facebook group of this local band that we both like.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's your shared interest is the local band.
Mm.
Yeah, not No Go-Gurt. No
okay. That comes later in the relationship.
Yeah. Okay, this is cool, though.
So you guys started messaging on Facebook on the band fan page.
Yeah, we like kind of took it over and it was mostly us chatting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun.
That's cool.
How did you move to the next step?
Well, I kind of like looked him up a little bit just to see if he seemed like a normal human being, and you know, he was decent looking, so I was like, well, maybe I'll just message him and maybe we could meet up.
He was good enough.
Okay.
He wasn't like movie star, but he was good looking enough. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't like a 7.
I'm sure every man loves that compliment.
Yeah. But I'm sure a lot of women have been in that exact situation.
Yeah,
it's like, you'll do.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do for your date?
He asked me to come over to his place, and he collects vinyl. So we were just going to, like, hang out and listen to some vinyl. And...
Oh, my God. It's hipster love. I love this.
Yeah. How did that go?
It went well. I mean, he has a lot of vinyl. We had some drinks. I might have drank a little too much, maybe. But...
Now you're speaking Brooke's language.
Like, I don't remember the rest of it, but I remember the drinks.
Yeah.
Yes. So we got fairly drunk, we listened to a lot of music, and then we got kind of hungry. And so we ended up microwaving a bunch of frozen stuff he had, like some burritos and enchiladas. And
did this, I'm sorry, but this sounds like a really fun date.
Yeah. It sounds like a date with me. I'm like, what would I do? Oh, what's the Hot Pocket?
Yeah, except for he's listening to vinyl, so it's it's kind of classy, yeah. Right?
Totally. Sure.
Yeah. What did you guys connect over besides being intoxicated and the band?
And frozen burritos.
Oh, there was one point when he wanted to, like, this is so silly. He wanted to play me a romantic drum solo because he had one of those electronic drum pads.
Romantic drum
don't
solo?
Get me started.
What would that sound
solos.
Like?
You know, I was kind of drunk. I don't really remember what
it was. That's for you, girl.
I think it's more of like a jazz thing.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of cymbal.
A lot of tapping.
Yeah. A little hi-hat action. Okay. So,
was he serious or was he joking?
I mean, he may have been serious, but he was pretty tipsy as well. So, I mean, it might have been a mix. I don't know.
Okay. He just wanted some confidence in him.
Yeah. Right? Pretty silly, but it's kind of a cute moment for a first date.
He was honestly being drunk, and he's still trying to impress you. I think that says a lot.
Okay.
So, like, did that get you going? Did you make out with him after that? That romantic drum solo?
Down those sticks and get over here.
We made up for a little bit after that, but it didn't go any further than that.
All right.
Okay.
That's good, though. I mean, you know, you had some boundaries.
Yeah.
And was the kiss good?
I think so. I mean, again, I was drinking, so.
I'm not sure if I kissed him or if it was just the lampshade, but either way, pretty good. How did the night end?
So I asked him if I could crash there, and he was a total gentleman, and he let me have the bed, and he slept on the futon.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but then I had to, like, leave in the morning because I had to go to a meeting, and so I was, like, I kind of just cleaned up a little bit, and then I snuck out because I didn't want to wake him up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that was nice of you to clean.
You didn't say bye at all?
No, but I did text him later, and I made it clear, like, hey, I had to leave for this thing, and I didn't want to wake you because you were really soundly asleep.
Okay.
I think that was a good move. What did he say back?
He hasn't responded, and he's not responding on Facebook either, and so I don't really understand what happened. Like, and
really?
You know, I'd totally go on a second date with him, and I'm interested, but he's kind of ghosted.
Oh.
Maybe you guys got so drunk, he just does not remember the whole night. He's like, what did I do last night? Whatever. He
never didn't
know
she was there.
He blacked you out.
Right.
Are you a sloppy or an emotional drunk?
Oh, yeah, like in the past.
Yeah.
No, I usually just get, like, really happy and energized.
And go to bed. Yeah, that's me, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Well, we have some things to think about. We're going to play a song. And when we come back, we're going to call Kurt for you. And we're going to try and get you your...
Oh, no.
Second date update.
Did you just play the mic with a couple of pins?
I tore that microphone up.
Oh, man. How romantic.
That was.
I'm trying to get turned on. Bring the yogurt out after this. Your second date update.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, nothing gets a woman in the mood like a musical guy that knows his way around a drum set.
Okay.
I mean,
well, that's true.
Think about it. When you think of the sexiest musicians of all time, they're all drummers.
Really?
There are a lot of sexy drummers.
Ringo Starr.
Oh.
The one-armed drummer from the rock group Def Leppard.
That's actually pretty sweet.
I don't remember it.
Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, so
oh, he was so hot. Of course, last but not least, the little drummer boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Do you know how much action this little guy would have gotten if he was around now?
I really thought you were going to say Tommy Lee here.
He's a grown drummer boy now. It's okay, Alexis.
He was born at the wrong time, let me tell you. Missed opportunity there. But one of our listeners, Megan, recently met an amateur drummer named Kurt. They listened to vinyl records together back at his apartment, ate some frozen microwave food, and made out before they fell asleep on separate beds.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she woke up in the morning, she didn't wake him up when she left.
Mm-hmm.
She just decided to go. And ever since then, she's had a hard time getting a hold of him.
And unfortunately, I think most guys like that. I
was going to say, I do it on purpose.
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, oh, no awkward goodbyes or anything. Okay, I'll text you later.
But there was no, like, hookup that night other than the makeout session.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So then it is kind of awkward.
I mean, Megan, are you the type of girl, because you said you were drinking, that doesn't remember everything from that night?
I mean, I remember most of it, I think.
Okay.
Some people black out more than others.
I mean, I'm just asking because she has no idea why he's not.
Maybe she doesn't know what she doesn't know. You know?
Go. Right.
Not sure what that means.
I'm with you.
Okay,
never mind.
Well,
makes sense.
It's time. We're going to give Kurt a call and get you your second date update. You ready, Megan?
All right. Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kurt.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hey, Kurt, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What? You're calling from a radio show?
Yes. A real-life radio celebrity has reached out to you because I want to talk to you.
That's so weird.
Yeah. When he said it like that, it was really strange.
I thought that was pretty smooth.
It wasn't.
If I do say so.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Kurt, the reason why I'm calling is because we're doing a segment called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Cool. Well, the way that it works is if you go out on a date with somebody and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
But I didn't email you guys about anything.
No, somebody else emailed us in regards to you. Her name's Megan.
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 She emailed you guys.
What?
Can you let her know that I'm going to be sending her a Venmo request?
What?
Ooh, but that I don't want to talk to her anymore.
Oh, did she break something, bro?
What are you talking about, a Venmo request?
A Venmo request. She needs to pay me some money.
Whoa. Okay, Kurt, I mean, slow down a little bit. I don't know what you're talking about. Can I just tell you what we know on our end?
Yeah, I mean, what did the email say, or what did she say that happened?
When we spoke to her, she said that you guys hung out at your apartment. You listened to some music together, drank, ate some frozen foods.
Okay.
And she went to bed. And when she woke up in the morning, she just left without saying anything. She didn't mention anything about breaking anything in the apartment or...
Yeah, she snuck away from the problem.
I mean, what's the problem that you're talking about?
What, you liked her, right?
I did. I really did. Until the next morning. I woke up and, yeah, she was nowhere to be found.
Uh-huh.
We know that.
And I went into the bathroom to, you know, use the bathroom. It's in the morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that what you do in the bathroom? Yeah. You use it?
And I couldn't even do anything.
What do you mean?
What?
I literally ended up having to use the sink because the toilet is so clogged. I don't know what's going on, what's in there, what she put in there.
No.
She clogged your toilet?
It could be toilet
you
paper.
You guys, that's embarrassing.
That
but, like, beyond any little thing, because, like, I have a plunger. I grabbed it out, and I tried to plunge the thing. Nothing happened.
What?
I went at it for, I don't know, had to be, like, 10 minutes of, like, trying to...
Oh, no. This is so embarrassing.
What makes you think that it was her?
It wasn't me. I live alone.
Process of elimination.
So, wait, you're mad at her because she clogged your toilet?
Want her to pay for it?
Yeah, that's kind of rude.
Oh, no, that's not the end of it. Okay, so once I couldn't get it unclogged, it's a real hassle to get someone in here to do some work in this building, but you always have to let the super know.
Right, okay, of course.
So I let the super know, and then he hits me with a bill for $500.
No.
Whoa.
What?
Now I'm out $500 for trying to have an enjoyable night. I don't understand.
Oh, and it's your only bathroom. Oh,
but you gotta understand, she'd be so embarrassed. Like, what is she supposed to say? She's supposed to come out of the bathroom like, oh, I just...
Yes. I feel like she just ran off and didn't want to foot a bill. And now I'm stuck with it. And she sends me a message like, hey, it was fun hanging out, blah, blah, like... Doesn't even bring it up.
Okay. She probably doesn't know that it would cost $500.
I mean, this may be your fault for feeding her frozen burritos.
That's humiliating.
Oh, so gross.
I don't know what she was thinking, but there is a sure way to find out.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. No.
And Kurt, that's by asking her directly because I need to tell you, Megan's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to
her. Oh, my. I told you guys I didn't want to talk to her.
Well, if you want your money, you better talk to her.
Yeah. Megan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Megan?
I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing, guys.
I feel so bad.
Everybody poops. We've all read the book.
I hate talking about this. Don't even say it, though. It's a first date. Like, are you sure you need that $500?
Do I need the $500?
Oh, I know.
Are you sure you need
$500? That's not what I mean. It's just
tell me what happened, okay? And then maybe I can understand why you had to leave in embarrassment. Let's just put it that way then instead. Because to me, I woke up and I thought you tried to sneak off.
So I was at one point fairly drunk. And I remember I went in the bathroom. And, you know, when you're drunk and you do something because you think it'll work. And then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And that's what happened. Like. So I had a part of a burrito in my hand and I went in the bathroom and then I didn't want to set it anywhere And then I, like, tripped on the rug, and it fell in the toilet.
Are you saying that you put a burrito in the toilet? Is that what you just said?
I thought it would be fine, though, after I used it, because I still had to go to the bathroom. So I was like, it'll flush after I use the toilet. It's fine.
No. You tried to flush a burrito?
Wait, there was a burrito in the toilet.
I didn't want to reach in there, either.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, like, I didn't see the plunger, so I had a roll of Mentos in my purse.
What?
So I used those to try to push it.
What the?
You dump Mentos into the toilet to push the burrito out?
Or did you use it like a stick?
Yeah, it was like a wand, like in Harry Potter. Like, I'm pushing it through. I'm trying to, like, push it down.
Oh, no!
Okay, so now there's a burrito and Mentos lodged in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Did you leave at that point?
I couldn't. I felt horrible. So, and I was just panicking. I just kept trying other things.
What else could you possibly do?
Like, what else?
What'd you shove in there next?
Like, there was water, but there was only a little bit of water. So I thought maybe some shampoo would, like, help ease it. So I, like, used a bunch of shampoo in there.
Like conditioner, like slick it down so you could just
lubricate that burrito so it'll shoot out.
I see the logic. I see the drunken logic.
It was just a total mess. I don't think I should talk about it anymore.
Oh my god, Kurt.
Kurt, you know she's not making this up. There are way too many details.
But at this point, I can see why you want the $500.
Really? Yeah.
See, I think this is better than what we thought it was.
It's less embarrassing.
I mean, yeah.
I'm glad that you guys can laugh about it.
I mean, Kurt, you got to think, like a toilet Mentos burrito, that's better than some actual burritos that they sell at fast food places. So
I'm so sorry. I
am not as angry.
Well,
look at you're laughing. Look at that, Kurt.
I feel a little bad. Like, I couldn't imagine if that was me, what I would do. I mean, I'd probably just tell the person, but, you know, if you're drunk and we were drunk.
Yeah. You're just freaking
will,
out.
Will you, like, help him pay the bill or anything?
Well, if you're willing to pay his bill, then we will be willing to pay your bill.
Ooh, I like that,
on
Jeff.
Your next date, because we'd like to send you out one more time, and we'll pay for it.
Okay.
Well, obviously, you're into it.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Kurt.
Okay.
Kurt, what do you say
myself.
If she pays you back the $500 for the plumbing?
Look, she doesn't even have to pay back a whole amount. If she gave half, I'd be happy with that. And I feel really bad. And obviously, if she felt good enough to talk about all this and email you guys, I mean, I think that's fine.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yeah, just not at my house.
Well, congratulations, Megan.
Go to her place.
You got yourself a second date.
You're like the burrito bowl winner.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.